Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Chipotle outbreak got us thinking, what's the difference between the norovirus and E. coli? NPR food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us now with a little foodborne illness tutorial. Hey, Allison.
Hey, Eric.
So first tell us, if you will, is the norovirus and how does it spread?
Sure. Well, norovirus is often thought of as the cruise ship illness. There have been several occasions when big groups of people in close quarters, such as on a cruise, get sick with vomiting, diarrhea, all at the same time. The virus spreads quickly, and we tend to hear about these big outbreaks that make it into the news, just as we're hearing about the Boston College outbreak. But I should point out there are literally thousands of outbreaks, usually smaller clusters we don't hear about each year. In fact, this CDC says norovirus is the number one cause of foodborne disease in the U.S. It's estimated that about 20 million people get sick with norovirus each year, and there are thousands of hospitalizations. Now, typically people get sick for about 1 to 3 days, as we have just heard, but some people's symptoms do persist longer.
Smaller clusters all over, that's a good point. How can people avoid getting it, Allison?
Well, the CDC says infected workers cause about 70% of the reported norovirus outbreaks. And most commonly, it happens in restaurants and other food preparation settings. So a common scenario is that, say, a restaurant employee who's infected with norovirus goes to work sick, handles food, the food gets contaminated, and then the virus spreads to the people eating the food. It also spreads from person to person. So a sick person, say, in a dormitory, touches a surface, contaminates it, and then a roommate or someone else in close vicinity picks up the virus that way. You asked about, you know, preventing it. Well, the CDC says, really, there's two things here. One is hand washing. And two is keeping sick workers off their jobs, particularly in restaurants. I spoke to a norovirus expert at the CDC, Aaron Hall, yesterday, and he said, as gross as this may sound, poor bathroom hygiene really plays into the spread of this virus. So an infected worker, say a line chef or a server of some sort, gets fecal matter on their hands. Then they don't wash their hands thoroughly. They return to their job, you know, handling food, prepping food, and the food gets contaminated. So Hall says hand washing is really key to preventing the spread here.
Good old-fashioned hand washing. My grandmother used to say, make white gloves, Eric.
Exactly.
And she had a point.
Right.
So how is norovirus different, Allison, from E. coli and other foodborne illness, which was linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington and Oregon this fall?
Sure. Well, norovirus is a virus. It spreads from person to person, whereas E. coli are bacteria. They live in the intestinal tracts of animals. And the dangerous strains of E. coli are often linked to beef cattle. Sometimes they end up in cuts of meat. Now, though investigators have not nailed it down yet, that's one way customers at Chipotle could have gotten sick in the outbreak earlier this fall. Or, you know, it could be something, Eric, like lettuce. Shredded lettuce has been pinpointed as the source of E. coli outbreaks in the past. One scenario that can lead to this kind of outbreak is that, you know, water contaminated with cattle fecal matter, I know that's gross, makes it onto crops at a farm or a processing facility, and then the food or the produce harbors the E. coli bacteria. Now, thoroughly cooking meat can destroy E. coli, but if the bacteria ends up in, say, spinach or lettuce, foods that aren't typically cooked, that can be a problem because it's a challenge to wash it off completely.
All right. We'll be watching. Allison Aubrey is NPR's food and health correspondent. Thanks so much, Allison.
Thanks, Eric.